Nolte, Jews should flee anti-Semitic Democrat-run cities for tolerant red America. By John Nolte on November 2, 2023. American Jews should get out of blue America and move to tolerant red America where there are fewer per capita hate crimes. Out in MAGA country, no one cares if you are Jewish. My small town built a synagogue some years back. No one said a thing. No one cared one way or the other. You see, that's how we roll in red America. We don't care. Who you worship is up to you. Who you sleep with is up to you. How you vote, your skin color, the language you speak, the accent you use. No one cares. Rural America is all about live and let live. You want to be gay and worship Satan? Go be gay and worship Satan. Until you throw beer cans in our yard, no one cares. I'm not saying red America is perfect. No place is perfect. But as I have already documented in exhausting detail, red America is much, much, much closer to perfect than those dreadful, dirty, violent, crime-ridden, hate-filled, intolerant Democrat-run cities. Look around, my Jewish friends. Where is all this open hate directed at you and yours coming from? One place, blue America. All these pro-Hamas celebrations, disguised as pro-Palestinian. All the mob violence, swastikas, and anti-Jewish hate is either occurring in Democrat-run cities or Democrat-run universities. Meanwhile, out here in MAGA country, no one is bothering anyone. Not the Jews, the gays, the Muslims, the Asians, or even the one-legged Indians with a stutter. Democrats will argue that no one is bothering Jews in red America because Jews don't live in red America. Except, Jews do live in red America, about a million of them. And although they are much more outnumbered here than in the cities, no one bothers them. Best of all, no one is going to invade idyllic MAGA country to persecute the Jews because the Black Lives Matter / Antifa cowards who want to see all the Jews dead know everyone out here owns guns and that we will defend our own. And if you live out here and mind your business, you are one of our own. Even if you don't believe Jesus Christ died for your sins. Believe me, I know this column will not change a single mind. By and large, Jewish Americans are Democrats who love urban life, the arts, the action, the city culture. But this is one more opportunity for me to point out two blatant truths. Pro-Palestinian protesters clash with cops, try to climb barriers outside White House. First, it is almost exclusively in Democrat-run parts of America is where you find almost all the racial and religious intolerance and violence. If you remove Democrat-run cities from the statistics, America suddenly becomes one of the safest countries on the planet. Gee, rural Americans all own guns and yet our crime and gun violence per capita stats are much lower than gun-controlled cities. Weird, eh? Gee, we're supposed to be the bigots and yet where we live the per capita hate crimes are lower than Democrat-run cities. Weirder still, eh? Second, on top of safe and clean streets, water, and air, MAGA country is tolerant towards people who are different, and that includes racial minorities, religious minorities, and gays. Why? Because we don't care. All we care about is your character, who you are as a person. If you mind your business, we will mind ours. Hamas is openly promising to recreate October 7th again and again, and Democrats are still calling for a ceasefire. Pro-Palestinian protesters occupy federal office building on Capitol Hill. Why live among people who hate you? Why vote for people who tolerate and pander to those who hate you? What happened to Never Again? John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here, and a review of the novel here.